Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, some people, they were simply born to do what they do. And I don't mean nepotism where you follow in the family's footsteps. I mean that you have or had some quirk that defines what you do as an adult. Like myself and Miles, we both separately used to do fake radio shows on the old tape recorder starting around the age of 8 because on some level, we always knew what it is we wanted to do. And, well, my path was a little messy, but I'm doing exactly what I was destined to be doing. Like I said, Miles used to do the same thing. Then there's my brother. Now, here's a guy who, as a kid, he would not play football with the neighborhood kids, but he would officiate our games. Now, it seemed weird at the time, still seems weird now, but he's an NFL referee. You kind of go like, all right, this has always been in the cards. Well, it turns out that my brother was not the only odd kid out there. The new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, he was also a little different. According to his brother, while the other kids in their Chicago neighborhood played tag, Leo played priest. Now keep in mind, priest is not actually a game. It's just something Leo would do, as in he would give out communion to the neighborhood kids. That's what he did for fun. And now he's the Pope. Go figure. But look, these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the Big Show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hold the chills, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,316. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Coming up at 4:30, the exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, our categories. The top 10 countries we'd move to if we decided to live abroad.
All right.
So they say, would you ever like to maybe take a year or so and move to another country and check it out for a while? Believe it or not, 17% of Americans said yes. And 2% claim they already have plans to move in the next 5 years.
Okay.
So which country would you pick? They polled 2,000 Americans, and they have the top 10 countries where, if we could, we'd like to move.
All right.
Never, I think maybe that trip to Africa was the longest amount of time that I've ever spent in a different country.
How long were you there? It was like 2 weeks, 10 days?
11 days, 12 days.
11 days, yeah, okay.
Something like that. I do know that my other daughter, her birthday is tomorrow, but she has done a lot of different teaching. And she's been fortunate enough to be able to live in Japan for a little while, which she really enjoyed. Said it was amazing how fast you can get anywhere on a train, obviously. She lived in Thailand for a while, taught there.
All right. She's, for the beaches.
She's lived in Spain. Mm-hmm. Yes. For the beaches as well. But yeah. So,
what did she like the best?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I think all of them had something a little bit different to offer.
I know she dug Spain a lot. Right?
Most people do. They, you know, according to her, the hardest thing was just missing the camaraderie of people that you know. So it was a lot. It's kind of like, not similar to the Seattle Freeze, but look, those people have lived there their entire lives. They're not really moving around. Their grandparents live there. Their great-grandparents live there. So for them, they've already got the friend group.
Right.
They've already got the people that they're hanging out with. And, you know, there's not a lot of wiggle room on letting a new friend into the group, so to speak. So, you know, she did have friends with other teachers and other associates, but for the most part, kind of hard to break into it.
Right, the locals.
Not the people who are nice. It's just, you know, as far as doing stuff with someone else, it was kind of difficult. So we've got 10 countries we'd move to if we decided to live abroad. And we also have the 10 best countries in the world if you want to eat some delicious food, if you are a foodie.
I think you said eat abroad, right?
Eat abroad, yes, if you're eating abroad.
My experience, Costa Rica. I didn't involve food.
That might be on one of the two lists. But so, yeah, that's coming up with Your Guess Is As Good As Mine at 4:30. And today is the day that we do our random question. 206-803-RON.
Random. Hello, Wes. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Wes, welcome to the program. Random question. All right. Wes, we're talking about eating. When did food do you dirty?
Oh, man, I've told one story before, but I told the story about the meat puck back in Latvia.
I feel like I remember meat in Latvia, but not the story itself.
What is a meat puck? Is that like a hamburger patty?
it's the worst thing ever. It's like a breaded meat ball, and nobody warned me. Like it was kind of suspicious because nobody was eating. We were in Lea Verde, Latvia, and so it's like we're on the Latvian army post, and I'm like, nobody's in here. And so I go in there and I start eating it, and then I proceeded to wake up about midnight, and it was every hour. I would go to the bathroom violently out of my butt,
we gathered that.
And then throw up violently five, and it was like five times every time.
What is in the meat? Like, what kind of animal provides the meat in the meat puck?
God, I don't know, but it should be killed and thrown in the ocean.
But they weren't eating it. So even their military was not eating it, correct?
Yeah, everybody else was like partying and drinking beer and like eating pizza that they ordered like from the local place. And I'm like, why is like, and so the next morning when I'm like violently ill and this very attractive nurse is taking care of me and she's like listening to my stomach and like, she's like, oh, that's food poisoning. Oh, here's a bunch of pills. And like, I pretty much S the bed because I trusted a fart and I'm like, yeah, dude, it was terrible. Like,
all right, let me ask you this much, man. Did it taste good? Like when you're eating it, did you think, this is not going to be a good night? Or are you like, this isn't half bad?
No, it was like panko breading and like it tasted good. And I'm like, oh, and I go back upstairs and start drinking beer with everybody else. And, you know, I'm like.
Yeah, it sounds like beef Wellington or something like that. Or like a meat pie.
It's a meatball. Yeah. Now, wait.
Or like a scotch egg almost.
Ooh.
Like
a scotch egg.
Do you think you just got a bad one? Or do you think that would be the end result of any time that you eat the Latvian meat puck?
So what I was told was because I was in Germany. I went up to Latvia to pick up a helicopter and bring it back down to Germany, and everyone else had been there a lot longer than me. And so the next morning when I'm like violently throwing up red Kool-Aid outside of the barracks before we get in the van, and thank God it was freezing and we couldn't fly that day, I was like, dude, what is up with that dinner? And they're like, oh, you're not supposed to eat Sunday dinner. And I'm like, bro, why did you not tell me?
That's what I remember from the story now.
So
that, like, everybody else was eating pizza and he's like, oh, I have the Sunday dinner.
Oh, but, right.
So did you have to fly that damn thing back to Germany, like shaking all around and you're still sick?
So thankfully, because the weather was so bad, I got to sleep in and sleep some more and rest some more. And then we flew down to Warsaw, and I'll tell you what, best sushi I've ever had in my life.
In Poland?
In Warsaw, Poland.
See, again,
really?
To me, you're making sketchy decision.
I'm telling you, man, look, it may be landlocked, but Warsaw, Poland, some of the best sushi. I had rabbit. I got stuck there for like 5 days.
I mean, rabbit.
Yeah,
I get
rabbit makes
they
sense.
Got rabbit. And look, I'm not saying you're wrong about Polish sushi, but it's just the idea that, right, you're landlocked, and I'm eating quote unquote fresh seafood. It just, I don't know, man. I would not have ordered it. That's just me.
Hey, look, after the meat puck, I'm trying anything.
Right, you're not scared.
Latvian meat pucks.
Yeah, the name. Yep. What is the actual name of this?
Brother, I could not tell you. I just know what it looks like, and I know that if I ever see it again, I'm going to throw it out on the rink, and we can play hockey with it.
All right, because I actually Googled Latvian meat puck, and that it's not a thing. I mean, they have,
they have Latvian meatballs, and they do look kind of like cutlets. I mean,
It's not like circular. It's more oval, but it came in like a little container, and I'm like, I was like, oh, well, this is the only food we have. Like, I guess I'm going to eat this. And then I shouldn't have.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks like a normal meatball, but obviously it was not. It
says it's a must-try dish.
Yeah. Maybe you just got a bad one.
Yeah.
I must have had like a bad three, because I had like three of them, because like I'm a big boy. I'm 220 pounds. I'm 6'4". Like, I was hungry, man.
Does it like come in a sauce or anything, or is it just the meatballs?
It just comes in a container, and it's just a breaded meat thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If I ever go to Latvia, which I can't imagine why I would, but if I do, I'm going to avoid the meat puck.
Mm-hmm. Raise my ass, wouldn't the food do you dirty? Fresh and Ready Foods. They have voluntarily recalled some of the ready-to-eat sandwiches and snack items sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, And yes, here in Washington, the voluntary recall. Why? What is this voluntary? Like, the store says, well, maybe I can send it back. Or maybe I can sell it and get you sick.
Like, not a high enough percentage of, like, we know it's going to get you sick.
I think it's
so you don't have to. And they're like, we'll do it anyhow.
I think the idea is, hey, we tested something at our production facility. You say, uh-oh, Listeria or whatever the hell it is.
Listeria is
you don't know if it's in the products you sent out, but you go like, look, man, I don't know. The last time we checked, it was April 15th. Then we checked it again on May 11th, and it turns out. So anything that we shipped out on those dates, let's get rid of it.
So the little triangle plastic container that has the two, that has the sandwich inside that's cut diagonally, that's a lot of those are being pulled. So, like, the egg salad sandwich we always talk about, like, do you want to get one of those at a gas station or whatever? Nope. Apparently, you don't. And they're also in airports, some hotels.
They're everywhere. And the thing is, so, they say fresh and ready foods. And the first one you brought up was egg salad. We started, so, it is the egg salad. It's the breakfast bistro box. It is the Italian ciabatta sandwich. It's the caprese on baguette. It's the tuna mac pasta. It's the corn dipper snack. I mean, seriously, we looked at the list of what they're recalling. This is a four-hour show. I don't know that we have the time to go through. Basically, if it is from Fresh and Ready, anything, as best I can tell, don't buy it.
Listeria, they say, is an organism that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, others with weakened immune systems. They say, although healthy individuals may only suffer from short-term symptoms like high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, a Listeria infection could also cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. And then we have another outbreak here to the well of salmonella, as fresh tomatoes sold in clear plastic clamshells have been recalled across several states due to concerns over salmonella contamination. Ray and Mascari has voluntarily recalled its four-count vine-ripe tomatoes after routine testing flagged the potential presence of salmonella. The recall, announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, comes during peak season for the fresh tomato dishes, from BLTs and tacos to pasta salads and picnic fare. It is one of the top causes of foodborne illness is the salmonella in the U.S. And raw produce, like tomatoes, very often can carry contamination if not handled carefully during harvest, transport, or packing. So the details of the recall are the Ray and Mascari 4-count vine-ripe tomatoes, which are in the little plastic clamshell.
Oh, yeah. I see those all the time.
Yeah, don't buy them.
But I never do, because I don't like them.
But, yeah, it's fresh and ready foods. It is City Point Market, fresh food to go, and fresh take crave away. I feel like basically anything you find at the gas station, any of it, like, don't buy them right now. So I guess they, let's see, the recalled product may identify used by date between April 22nd of this year and the 19th of this month. Yeah, the three brand names, Fresh and Ready, City Point Market, fresh food to go, fresh takeaway crave. Now, look, I'm not against buying those pre-made sandwiches.
Yeah.
But egg salad is always the one that I'm like, I can't wrap my head around the idea of doing it. And not because I thought there'd be Listeria. It's just, you know, it's eggs, right? And, like, if I don't see you make the egg product, I get a little nervous about it.
I bought some Friday night. Thought about you guys.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I know you'll go for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And like I said, I didn't think Listeria. I just pictured it smelling.
You know. These things are everywhere.
Yes.
These tomatoes. I mean, I buy those constantly.
But at least that one doesn't hit Washington State. This other one with the ready or fresh and ready foods, that's in Washington as well.
That is.
All over the West, basically, man. So I want to say California, Washington, a couple other places.
Well, they never said it doesn't. What's it contained? What are they worried about?
Listeria.
Yeah, so they don't claim no Listeria. They just said it's fresh and ready.
It is fresh and ready. I mean, even the Listeria is fresh, and the Listeria is ready to F you up.
Yeah, I seriously do not eat nearly as many mushrooms as I used to since I got food poisoning.
Well, yeah.
But again, the mushroom that you ate was one that even before you cooked it, you identified that
could have been the chicken.
It was the mushroom.
You said it was purple.
It was.
None of the other ones were.
I've eaten blue mushrooms.
This one mushroom.
I've eaten gray mushrooms.
Looked entirely different, and then it ended up on your plate.
This thing wanted to kill me, man.
It's already a fungus. When a fungus looks like it has another fungus, you definitely don't do it, right? It's a mushroom that had a fungus. So this is a fungus that has another fungus, and you said, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to eat it anyway. It was not the chicken.
Dude, I had that Saturday night.
What's that?
Like, I was at, like, this gala.
Yeah.
But the dish I ordered came with like mushrooms all over it.
Okay.
So I kept scraping them off and everybody was like making fun of me. And I was like, I don't like mushrooms.
Why did you order the mushroom dish then?
I didn't really look at it. It was just, do you want meat, fish, or vegetarian option?
Yep.
I said fish because the week before that we had talked about sea bass. Sea bass was delicious. But yeah, the potatoes were covered in mushrooms.
Oh, what kind of fish was it? Was it sea bass?
It was sea bass.
Okay, there you go,
so
man.
I had to scrape them off, and then everybody kept making fun of me. And then the waiter, finally, I was like, you can take my plate. He's like, what about the mushrooms? They're like, he doesn't eat the mushrooms.
I'm like, what about the mushrooms? What do you think?
Right.
You see them all sitting on the side. And, Dad, I'm guilty of what you do all the time, right? So, and my wife has to remind me, like, when you look at a menu, in the bold print, the headline says what they call the dish. She's like, and then the print under it, which apparently I just never read, will tell you what's in it. So I can't remember where we were, but I ordered something. It was like 3 years ago. Like, what do you have? She's like, what? I'm like, spinach in this, man. I hate spinach. She's like, it says it right there. So she points at the menu, like the first thing it says. Like, I don't know if it's like a chicken dish. The very next thing it says is with spinach. But somehow my eyes stopped there. So just like you said, like you see the headline, I'm going to run with that. And then I'm pissed off. I'll tell you,
Well, also, I was invited. I was as a guest of somebody else, which is very nice. But literally the text said, fish or meat.
Oh, so it didn't.
So I had no idea.
But did you get the wrong thing?
No, I got my fish.
Did the meat look better?
You know that goes.
This is my wedding dilemma sometimes. Because they offer you.
Here's the issue. The fish was delicious. By the time the event ended, I looked at my buddy. I said, do you want to get a pizza? I am starving.
Yeah, fish. Yeah. Just
you got the wrong thing.
The biggest screw, man, remember Il Forneo in the bottom of Pacific Place?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so they made in-house sandwiches. They'd wrap them up. Fantastic for lunch or breakfast. And they had this Black Forest ham and
croissant. The croissant.
Good. I mean, I'm telling you, man, like, this sandwich was dynamite. So I went in, I grabbed the sandwich because this is going to be my lunch. And the label said, I remember that because you got a free sandwich. So I come in, I unwrap this thing, and it's one of those things, like, you know it's so good that your mouth is starting to water as you're unwrapping it. They labeled it wrong, man. It was the spinach and cream cheese, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I was so freaking pissed off. And I'm like, but I looked at the label. I'm like, man, I did not grab the wrong thing. It says Black Forest ham. There's no meat on this. It is spinach. It is cheese. A Potbelly screwed me once. They made good on it, but I got a chicken salad sandwich, right? With bacon and cheese, and they wrap it up, comes fresh out of the oven. I walk back to work, maybe a 6-block walk. Come up here, the same thing again. My mouth starts watering. Potbelly, by the way, dynamite chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
There's cheese, there's bacon.
Oh, no.
And we are done. So I walk back down to Potbelly. I'm like, do you remember me? They said, you were just here. I said, yeah. I got the chicken salad sandwich. She goes, yeah, I remember that. I said, there's no chicken salad. They just laughed their ass off. They're like, dude, we're so sorry. So they made good on it. But like, how did
I got a delivery blackened salmon Caesar salad once.
All right.
Didn't have any dressing. And I was like, and they were like, oh, you'll be fine. I was like, no, I won't be fine. I don't have Caesar dressing at home.
Yeah.
I need the Caesar dressing for the Caesar salad. You just gave me a bowl of lettuce parmesan.
But that's the way I feel about the bagel at Einstein Brothers. They didn't toast it.
Mikey,
they didn't even ask.
You know the rule about seafood? If you get something bad, just get that thing out of your mouth as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Last weekend down in Tacoma, I get the seafood pasta. I put in the shrimp. You know when you know it immediately. You can smell it. You can taste it. There's a mush to it. These two chicks just sat down right beside me at the bar, okay?
All right.
I get my food. This is like my second bite of this pasta. And I take a bite of the shrimp, and all of a sudden I can taste the mush.
Oh, man.
And I went, and I mean, I spit that thing out rocket speed, man, with these two chicks right beside me. The one like leans over and looks. I'm like, it was a bad shrimp. It was a bad shrimp. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Like, I mean, it was like, hit the plate real hard. Then I was paranoid to eat the rest of it.
Oh, I would be too.
I would, yeah.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Okay, I had to reset the phone lines there on the random question.
Monday.
206-803-ROCK, but you know what? It's a computer. What they say to do, you turn it off and you turn it back on.
Yeah. After you cuss it out. By the way, Ted, someone from our text line wanted to help you out in case you ever order another Caesar salad and don't have the dressing. Although, to your point,
right,
what makes it a Caesar salad is
the Caesar dressing.
Is the dressing. Anyway, they said, hey, Ted, in the case they forget the dressing again, you can use a mayo. What's this here sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Garlic, hot sauce, mustard, and Parmesan. Yeah. Works great as a quick substitute. Cheers, gents. That from Silly
Little
Philly,
juice.
Tim, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Dirty German Voice Enthusiast.
Dude, I made your own dressing. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I just made like a honey mustard with like some mayonnaise and mustard and honey.
Well, at that point, right, it's just going to be a different salad.
But that's right.
But you wanted a Caesar.
That dressing tastes like the teriyaki dressing.
Yeah, it's just thicker. I got to figure out a way to water it down, which wasn't bad. But again,
it's not what you wanted.
Right, it was a Caesar salad. It's like if I ordered the blackened, if the salmon wasn't blackened, I would have been like, yo, it's a blackened salmon Caesar salad.
Where did you order this from?
I don't want to say because
okay,
I really like the place. They just screwed up this one.
No, I get it because you're right. The thing about a Caesar salad specifically is like, right, no one gets Caesar salad with Italian dressing, right? It just doesn't happen.
Really? That's the last thing. Yeah. That's why I don't want to say because I like the place.
What's the thing?
I just ain't ordering a Caesar salad to go again.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. But you look, but I brought this up to you about my bagel. Where I said, look, man, with Einstein, as for, you know, the everything bagel, cream cheese, smoked salmon, right? Lox, whatever. Pretty much of a standard order. Now, they did not say, would you like it toasted? I didn't bring it up. I just assumed that if someone ordered like a sandwich on a bagel, that you toast it. Then I come to find out there's a lot of people that just like eating the raw bagel with whatever toppings are on there.
So that's my issue, is that if it's a bacon, egg, and cheese, it'll be toasted. But to me, if I'm eating just cream cheese and lox,
something cold on it,
the bagel should just be the bagel.
Right.
Like if I put cream cheese on a bagel, I don't toast them.
Really?
Yeah.
That blows my mind. And look, it's not that it tastes bad or anything like that. I still like a bagel, but with something like the cream cheese and all that, it's just, it's doughier, you know, tougher. I mean, it's untoasted, right? So I bite into it, and all the crap shoots out the back, and I couldn't believe it.
Me and my brother, like, when I grew up, like, my mom would go to this place, this bagel shop called The Bagel Place at College Park. And that's, like, what she would do a lot of Saturdays. She would just get a dozen bagels and some real fat boy stuff. I almost said S. Was me and my brother would sit there, and we would just break them in half, and then we'd put a scoop of mayonnaise or cream cheese on each bite.
And I'm even okay with that. I just feel like, man, because do you want it in sandwich, open face or sandwich? I'm like sandwich, right? The whole nine. It just, to me, it just blew my mind. But apparently it's about 50-50 on the people that would expect it to be toasted, like myself, and the other 50% going like, dude, should have said something. I just didn't think the same.
Yeah, I only toast,
never either.
I only toast a bagel if I'm putting hot food on it.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
What about a cinnamon one with raisins?
Yeah, same thing. You just cut it in half and add the cream cheese.
I'll be damned.
Okay. I don't eat a lot of... Most of the time I eat a bagel, it's for something savory. There's nothing wrong with the sweeter ones. I never think to get them.
Yeah.
Random.
I will say, Einstein, they got a French toast bagel that you can get like your sandwich on it. It is phenomenal.
They do have some good. They got a pizza one there. Look, when they do it right, I'm real happy. That one just... You know what? Here's the problem. I just scrape all the cream cheese off and all that. Then I go to toast it. But like anything, you can't get all the cream cheese off. So I put it in the toaster with half the cream cheese. It just became a mess. And I was just so... Like, I was hungry, but I did not enjoy my meal. Mm-hmm. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Joe, welcome to the program.
I love it when the phones crap out and I get on.
Well, it's every Monday, man.
Yeah.
It is every Monday. We probably dropped like six callers. Not on purpose.
Right on.
All right, let's go with this one. What are you self-conscious about?
Boy, I'm really going to share that with everybody, huh?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, why not?
We only know you as Joe.
Well, people that know my voice know who it is.
People know me.
Let's go with my weight. I'm a little self-conscious about my weight. How's that?
Why are you self-conscious about your weight, man? We've seen you. I mean, you're not. I mean, you're ugly, but you're not particularly fat or anything.
You're one to talk.
Yes, I am. Hey, it takes one to know one. But what do you have to fight to maintain your weight?
Yes, I do.
All right, and what does that involve? Is that like watching your diet? Is it exercising or what?
All of that. If I get over 230, then I need to do something drastic.
Like stop eating bread?
Yeah, pasta.
That's what I do. Oh. I mean, seriously, as soon as I see that picture, it's normally a picture. I look at a picture and go, I got to stop eating bread again.
What's the toughest thing? So if you get over 230, Joe, what's the toughest thing for you to stop eating or drinking?
Bread.
Yeah.
Seriously, bread. Pasta, pizza.
I love bread.
Me too. Any kind of starch?
It's everywhere. Like you said, you know, it's one of those things when they say you're carbs. And I'm like, who couldn't do that? And then you list all the things with carbs. I'm like, oh, no.
It sucks. No. Even if it's just a rice dish, you're still eating carbohydrates.
Right.
So, like, all the things, you got to eat vegetables and protein and crap. You know, it's just fine.
You get the rice cauliflower. That doesn't have many carbs in it.
Yeah. Still hungry, though.
That's
what you were saying.
Does it taste different? As best you can tell.
I mean, a little bit. It's weird because, like, we were talking about this. I was talking about this with my buddy on Saturday. Like, if there's a vegetable platter,
yeah,
I'm not going to eat the cauliflower.
Right.
I don't know why. It has a weird taste. It just looks funny. But, like, cauliflower crust pizza, fake cauliflower rice, I'm like, sure, it.
Huh.
I just hate it on its own. Kind of like tomatoes.
Right.
Like tomato sauce, like ketchup. But, like, you want a piece of tomato? Like, no.
I'm weird like that with orange juice. Even if it's freshly squeezed orange, it is literally the blood of an orange sitting in a glass. But if you said, hey, man, do you want to eat this orange? I'm like, oh, hell no. I will drink the thing that makes the orange taste exactly like what an orange is. I will watch you juice the thing. And I know I'm just drinking the blood of the orange. But if you offer me an orange, I'm like, I don't want that. But it's also weird because I'm one of those people. And Miles, you're the opposite. And you actually make more sense than most people. I don't want a lot of pulp in my orange juice. Even I'm just drinking juice that's from a freaking orange. I don't want extra crunchy peanut butter in spite of the fact that the product that I'm eating
is peanuts.
And it doesn't really, unlike ketchup, it doesn't taste much different than peanuts.
Like if I'm at a nice brunch spot and they're juicing the orange right there, fine with the pulp. But if I buy it in the store, I'm with you. No pulp.
Okay.
Why do you think that is?
I just hate any kind of sediment in my drink.
Well, you call it sediment, yes.
Right? It's like when some of the, I don't know who the idiots here are that make coffee sometimes. There's grounds all in it.
I know.
What about the mojito?
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon sediment is the best.
There's no cinnamon in a mojito.
No, I'm saying as far as, you know, having a substance in your drink.
Oh, all right.
Like, you know, the mint is in there. It's all muddled. Is that a problem?
No, it's kind of a leaf.
Lime juice?
Really?
I'll be dead honest with you, though. I can't. The last time I had a mojito, it was frozen. I was at a pool in Vegas. Like, I don't order mojitos.
I don't care.
I don't order mojitos.
You know, that's a good point. If I'm drinking a mojito, I'm in a place I want to be.
Right. If you see me drinking a clear liquid, it's either a seltzer or a vodka soda. It's not a mojito.
But I still use my teeth as the filter. You know, when you're getting down there and all those mint leaves start collecting, like not on the first couple of sips, there's still enough liquid that it just kind of washed down. And I like the taste of mint. I just don't want to chew it. But when you get toward the bottom of the glass and there's all that mint's kind of collected, well, now everything's getting filtered to my teeth because I don't want all that mint in my mouth.
Who is the person that believes that they can make coffee in this building that can't?
I don't know.
We don't know. Have we figured this out yet?
No.
I mean, they put a whole pot of coffee drying.
I think I know who it is.
It just everything overflows. So it's almost like they're making like 8 cups of coffee or 8 pots in one pot of coffee.
Is that who you think it is?
That's what I've heard. There's a few different possible culprits. There's a few different suspects that we have. The problem is that when one of them leaves for whatever vacation and they're not here, the coffee still sucks. So somebody in here is flying under the damn radar and they're screwing it up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fine today, but you made it.
Right. It wasn't fine before.
Look, Mike and I, it just drives us at VD. It drives us up a wall. Because VD went out and got the specific scooper.
Yep.
Yeah. Right? For one cup. I mean, there's a sign. It couldn't be any easier.
Right.
One scoop per cup. But some of these idiots just go in there and just, I like coffee. And start throwing it in.
Right. I think they're throwing it in and it's getting outside the filter. That's why it's dropping
in
there.
It is.
So I don't know how they're doing it.
It's overflowing.
Right. Are they like pouring it in there? Maybe like it's falling off to the side. It's not so much that it's overflowing. I think the grounds are just falling off to the side as they're putting them in.
And even if you fill that thing up, it's 12 cups. What does it take? 30 seconds to get out 12 scoops?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you.
To see how mad you're getting.
I am. You guys were there when I screwed up one of my shirts because I literally took a sip, didn't know I got a mouth full of dirt, and I spat it back into my damn coffee cup.
At least you didn't have two hot chicks beside you and it was a shrimp.
Yeah, no kidding. And then I spit it up, and now I've got grounds all over my doggone shirt, dude. It sucked.
The velocity of that shrimp hitting the plate was impressive. That's what I think that the chick noticed. She was like,
boy, VD is in studio.
It is not difficult to make a goddamned pot of coffee.
Hold up the name there, Steve.
It is not difficult.
Do you think it's this person?
Possibly.
There's a possibility.
There are a few contenders in here that I still haven't snuffed out.
All right.
But I've gone back around. Now, Taryn Daly, great example, decided one day after we had a conversation about how poorly people make coffee in this office, and there's only like 10 of us here, then she decides the next day to have a hand at it. And she screwed it up.
How did she screw up making coffee?
Because she's just tossing willy-nilly, and it gets all over
the place.
That's how it gets everywhere. I looked at it, and you could see at the bottom that all the sediment from the grounds are in the coffee. About 2 weeks later, she tried again. It was great because she learned how to make coffee the right way. It's not tough to do.
How do you not know how to make coffee?
I don't know. Go for Taryn. Brad makes it.
All right. But now she has learned.
She told me, she goes, I'm afraid to use any other coffee maker other than the one that we have at home because that's what I know. And then she came in and tested fate. And guess what she did?
So it's not her. That's a one-off.
She fell flat on her face, but now she knows better. You know what?
She fixed it.
Come to the coffee people who know what they're doing and how to make coffee.
Okay.
Why don't you guys do that at the next staff meeting? You know, anyone have questions? Because honestly,
yeah, God, just put your hand up so we can see.
4 days a week, somebody else. I hear you guys bitch about it, right?
There's somebody else within our cast of WHO who I think it is.
Oh, really?
Redneck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he just goes over there and just starts dumping stuff in.
Who you mean, and you're not wrong, because he does somewhat willy-nilly. I just toss it in like good enough. No!
No, not good enough. No.
One day, he basically made tea.
That would make sense.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was bad.
Just think about how they generally operate.
Yes!
Is that who you think it is?
Yes! No, he's one of the culprits, but he's usually better. Some days it's just like, brew. And you can't do that.
As you can tell, the three of us need a good cup of coffee.
This is major contention. Like, when I pour that doggone carafe out, it lines the sink with how much grounds
in
there.
I was so sad a few weeks ago. I'm like, I just need a refresh on some coffee. I went out there, I'm like, it looks okay. No, it wasn't okay, because when I poured in, it felt like a half a cup of grounds and a little bit of water.
Throughout a week.
It's not okay.
Throughout a week, I can build a sandcastle with how much doggone grounds are left in a doggone carafe.
Maybe we should have a training session. If you want to operate.
There's a sign.
I know
it
that.
Says one scoop
I know that.
Per cup.
I know that.
I had never made coffee until a few months ago.
Here's a better idea. Don't put the little carafe filter inside the actual cup itself, and then start pouring in willy-nilly. Leave it on the counter.
Right.
Pour the grounds in there. Tamp, tamp, tamp. Make sure it all settles in. Brew. No problems.
Right.
But no. Scoop, throw, scoop, throw, scoop, throw. You're monsters.
It's all over the doggone burner,
yes.
too. Like, it gets everywhere
no
over
one else
there.
Bothers to clean it. You clean it.
I clean it. Why don't you put a camera on?
We should. Ooh. We should do
yeah,
that.
Put a camera on that. We got cameras.
You know, there is a camera over there. And it
dude,
goes,
yeah. seriously. Yeah. Put the thing there. Because yeah. you guys lose your minds about this every freaking week. I mean, honestly, you just hear them yell. Yeah. Did you see the goddamn COVID today? Who made it? I don't
obviously,
know.
Obviously, it's somebody who's here in the wee small hours of the morning because they can't hear us raging.
What you need
over
to
here.
Do is steal something. And then they'll check the cameras. And then you can look at the approximate same time.
Like, there you go.
Steal the toaster. And then someone will say, hey, we're going to check the cameras.
Somebody made out with three pairs of my headphones between Friday and today. So maybe I will check the cameras and I'll find who's doing it.
Get up. That's the same person that made the coffee.
If it is, I'll burn them alive.
What are you self-conscious of? A doctor who recently spied on 30 different people claimed he did it for an unusual reason.
Oh, this guy.
Ju Young Oom, 34. He hid cameras and air fresheners and smoke alarms in the bathroom of his own flat and where he worked in Glasgow. He discreetly filmed a friend and doctor at staff accommodations. The anesthesiologist denied doing anything illegal. He instead claimed he has body dysmorphia.
Yeah, basically, you look at yourself in the mirror, and in your mind, there's something very wrong with you physically.
A condition where he suffers and obsesses over apparent flaws in your appearance.
Or that.
And he said that this was only diagnosed after he was arrested. The doctor insisted he was born with a small penis and used the footage to compare himself with other men. However, a jury in court decided that his acts were done for sexual gratification. He was found guilty to a total of 23 charges against the Sexual Offenses Act between November 2020 and August of 2023. Of his 30 victims, 21 were men, 9 were women. 3 of the men and 1 woman were doctors. The court heard that initially recorded his first victim in secret with a mobile phone through a window while the guy was taking a shower. He later attached the camera to a smoke alarm of one of his fellow doctors' bedrooms at the hospital. He also captured intimate footage between this man and his partner. The doctor was asked about his actions. He says, you know, it makes me feel shocked, betrayed, and disgusted this happened, not only because it invaded my privacy, but now my wife's as well. I feel like I let her down, letting this person into our lives, someone who I trusted in a work and professional capacity. I feel let down and horrified. Another doctor was filmed on the toilet at Oom's home. He initially knew Oom from the university, went for dinner at his house. He said he was shocked and betrayed upon learning he'd been discreetly filmed while going number 2.
You don't have to explain that you feel shocked and betrayed. We guess that.
Further, medic had 9 recordings made of his penis, showing him showering and using the toilet over a 3-month period. Now, Oom then rented out his spare bedroom on an Airbnb.
Oh, no.
Just to be able to record other men's penises. He violated their trust. He recorded them naked, showering, using the toilet, and on some occasions having sex. He had the videos saved automatically into a folder, which was backed up on hard drives and pen drives just in case. He told jurors evidence that he was diagnosed with suspected giganticism when he was a teenager, which is probably why he had a small penis. He did not seek
giganticism.
Gigantism.
But that's something small?
I believe so. He
it's
did not
oxymoron.
Seek medical help until 20 years later. His diagnosis of body dysmorphia does not come until after he was arrested. He said all these years led to extremes of secretly recording people. Why wait until you're caught to get private treatment? He said he did not want to view images on Google in case he came across photographs of other men's penises. He also claimed,
I don't want to find other men's penises on Google images, so I'm just going to record other men's penises in my home.
He thought the pornography and people who took pictures of their penis were obviously on the bigger end than most.
Sure.
So his idea was that he wanted to take pictures of what he believed to be normal-sized men. He stated he also did not compare himself with his patients, as they were people who trusted him. His sentence was
deferred. I hope someone asked him, because if he volunteered that, I don't believe him. You know, here's the thing. I like how he says, I didn't do anything illegal because I suffer from this thing. You know, someone who's a heroin addict suffers from heroin addiction. It doesn't make it less legal or more illegal. It's like, it's still illegal.
Right.
Everybody's got problems. You can't just...
Oh, officer, this cocaine I've got, don't worry about it. I just really like it and I'm addicted to it.
I have a coke addiction.
I know it's illegal.
I like what they, on Weekend Update this week, they said he was filming other people to compare sizes.
Yeah.
Now he's been arrested, but the study continues. But you're going to see plenty of them in the shower.
The study continues. Right. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.